I'm glad to hear, Ronnie, that those efforts aimed at elimination of Israeli apartheid against Palestinians are quite effective, because in my opinion, I wouldn't be so optimistic, I would say. I more share the opinion with Mr. Weigel. I'm quite pessimistic. In my opinion, it is the most important question is why those efforts aimed at elimination of Israeli apartheid against Palestinians have had quite limited success. And I would like to emphasize the so-called discursive power. So probably some of you know the constructivist theory. And the constructivists, they say that we don't have only material power, but we also have discursive power. This is power of ideas, of ideology, of knowledge, of culture and language. And some distinguished social scientists like Michel Foucault, Antonio Gramsci and Max Weber, they emphasize that totalitarian regimes, they don't rely only on crude power like repression, but they do need this discursive power. And why I'm addressing this question? Because in spite of all we heard today, in spite of the fact that the Palestinians have been obvious victims of violation of international law, of severe violation of human rights, of flagrant and very, very obvious occupation and even apartheid, in spite of all this, in my opinion, Israel has succeeded to maintain superiority or domination in terms of discursive power.